The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of Roger Jackson for third-degree rape. Jackson was convicted in 2018 for having sex with a dementia patient housed in a care facility in Rapid City. Jackson contends that the state had to prove he knew the woman's condition rendered her unable to give consent. The Supreme Court finds otherwise. Roger Jackson's 52-year-old victim entered a 24-hour care facility after spending 3 years in assisted living. At intake, she was evaluated by the medical director, who noted that she had trouble understanding what she was seeing, couldn't find the right words, and had issues with falling and incontinence. Less than a month after that intake, Roger Jackson led the woman out of the care facility and had sex with her. Jackson was charged with third-degree rape. That crime involves sexual penetration with a victim who is under the age of consent, or intoxicated, or mentally incapacitated. Jackson's attorney, Alicia Fuller, tells justices at oral arguments in February that the age of a victim is an absolute, and so it's not relevant if a defendant knows or doesn't know that age. But she says mental incapacity, like intoxication, is a more flexible concept.
But I don't think dementia is age. It's not a finite line. So I think that when it's raising to the level of a dementia or a mental disorder, or in the case of the intoxication, it's fluid and changing.
Fuller holds that the state law, applied without allowing for varying levels of incapacitation, could lead to criminal charges against anyone who has sex with a partner, including a spouse, who has been diagnosed with any degree of dementia. Assistant Attorney General Sarah Larson counters that the definition in the statute is not ambiguous.
It is mental incapacity, defined as the inability to understand the nature and effect of one's acts.
Larson says the statutory definition clearly delineates what a jury has to find in order to declare a defendant guilty.
The jury has the ability to view the facts of each case and make that determination themselves. They did so in this case.
Justices were unanimous in upholding the conviction. Chief Justice David Gilbertson offered a special concurrence. He says an earlier Supreme Court opinion in State v. Jones is at odds with the intent of the legislature when it crafted the third-degree rape law. And he says, in addition to upholding Jackson's conviction, the court also should have overturned that earlier ruling. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.